Folks, I've talked to you about this before. Distilled. You are looking to get a nice pair of denim jeans. It's hard to find a perfect pair. You know how hard it is. You go to different places, stores, outlet malls, whatever. You can't find the jeans that are right for you. This is a James changer. This is a game changer, James. James, this is a game changer. You listen to me, James? It's Distilled, D-S-T-L-D, luxury grade denim, James, at an affordable price. Jeans that would normally cost you hundreds, Distilled has starting at just $75. You know, I've talked to you about this before. You have to listen to me. They utilize the same fabrics, factories, and wash houses as the best known brands in the business. So we skip the markups and middlemen. The result is pure unadulterated denim without the retail runaround. Just go to distilled.com and see where minimalist design meets maximum comfort. Just go to distilled.com now.
Oh, well.
Excuse me. And use the protocol. Use the protocol promo code office at checkout and get 20% off. That's 20. Not two, 20% off jeans. They're already cheap. They're already affordable. Now you're getting 20% off. You just put in the access code. Do it now. That's Distilled promo code office. Five letters. All you need to know, folks. DSTLD.com.
Feral Audio.
I can't wait for that clock to turn to 9. Here we go. Oh, yeah, yeah. Woo! Oh, man. Let's let the Twitter audience know we're live. So much going on, so much to discuss today. It can be confusing.
What should you want to know, Squeedle?
No coffee for me? No coffee for me in my kitchen. No coffee for me in my tea. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to the world premiere of the 50th. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a special day. I should make a note of this right here. I'm going to double check this. This is a special, special day. Let me double check this before I make this big announcement. I'm just checking over here. Ah, damn it. Doesn't show you. Can anyone... Maybe if I go to Feral Audio. Feral Audio. Sorry, folks. Stick with me, would you? Let me see if we can confirm something. I don't take milk in my coffee. I don't. He brings me it. Why would you jump to that conclusion? I couldn't believe what I just saw, folks. I'm stunned. Okay, here it is. Office hours. What episode is this? Oh, man. I'm going to make a big change here. It's number 50. We're hitting 50, yeah. Halfway to 100. We're halfway down to 100. We 50 episodes we've done now. 50 episodes we've done now. All right. This is the 50th episode of Office. Doug, Stand by. I need some fanfare music. Something celebratory. Something. Thank you. Thanks. Thank you for giving me the coffee, I should say. I didn't ask. It's not your job to get me the coffee. You hear me? But.
So it's only nice to get someone else something when you're getting something
yeah.
simply two hands could grab.
Well, you came in with one cup for yourself and then an empty hand. After I asked you,
I'm getting coffee. Do you want something? And as I was walking, you waited a good 3-4 seconds.
So you didn't hear
until I was out of earshot, and then I heard something like nah.
Okay.
I was like, whoa.
My apologies. I take it all back.
Give me a hard yes or hard no.
Fine.
The sound you made was neither.
Then you came back, and I said, oh, I thought you were getting me a coffee. Then he comes back with coffee with cream. Now, again, simple mistake. Let's get over it. This is big news, Doug. This is my 50th episode.
Shots fired.
That's not the right cue.
Well, that was in regard to my mistake.
All right. Can you get something a little more celebratory? Ladies and gentlemen, today's episode of Office Hours on November 16th, 2017, marks the 50th episode. That's right on the money. This is the 50th episode of my show. It's Office Hours. It's the best show. Not the best show with Sharpling, the best show ever made. We have Doug Lusenhoff. Sometimes John C. Reilly calls in. Last week we had Eric Wareheim. And sometimes we have other people. Sometimes Nathan Fielder comes in. And we take your calls. We take your calls! We talk about whatever's going on in the news or the shows that we make. We do so much stuff. I talk about my family and what I'm eating and how I'm doing. It's the 50th episode of my show. It's the 50th episode of my show. We've done 49 last week, then this week. Now it becomes 50. Will we do more? Will we make it to 100? Okay, thank you very much. That was written by Matt Sherman and Don Barini. Lyrics by Tom Scott, Jeffrey Sandor.
Do you want to know the actual writer of that song?
Sure.
It's called Brilliant Stars.
Brilliant Stars.
And now it's by Konzelman/Hench.
Konzelman/Hench.
But, Jim, that's one of the songs that
I know.
We
hear that.
You going to get to it?
Well, I was going to say, we've heard that song hundreds of times,
easily,
because that's the house music that Doug plays on about a decade's worth of various Tim and Eric tours. Every single show, it's that playlist.
It starts off like this.
Yep. This is when people walk in to the room. Yes, that fucking.
Yeah, as soon as that plays,
that drives me crazy. That drives me nuts. I mean,
Eric gave me that playlist maybe during Time Goes to the Mayor.
That's a long time ago.
And it's a good one.
It's great. All right, let me clear my brow, my desktop.
Can you give me some more in the cans?
Yeah.
There we go.
Okay.
Who's calling? Who's calling?
I don't know. I got a bunch of calls coming in. I'll be happy. I'll just jump in. I'll make sure that my Skype is on. Seems to be on.
Some Skype music here.
Hello, Matt.
Hello?
Hey, Matt.
Hey, Tim.
What about me?
What's up, dude?
What about me?
How's it going?
It's going pretty good. I have to admit something. Doug can confirm this and maybe agree with me. I'm a little hungover today. Doug and I met last night at a bar.
Was this after the trial?
No.
Oh, okay.
During.
Let me just say something about the trial. Thank you guys so much for watching and talking about it. We have to create boundaries and lanes in my
in my very confusing and complicated career. This is not on Cinema Tim talking today, okay? He's in trial right now. So we can, if everyone can just be a good sport about that. I'm happy to take your compliments. I'm happy to take your feedback on it, but I'm just not going to play along as if I'm that guy. And
right. I do have a quick question. I ask you to
respect that.
After the trial, though, it said the next it'll resume session at, I think it was like 1 p.m. Eastern time. Is that true?
No, it's 11.
I thought it was like 11.
It's 11, yeah. I don't know. I think you just didn't see the extra one there.
I might have read it wrong.
You glossed over. So the trial started last night. You can watch it on Adult Swim. If you go to the On Cinema page or look at any of my social media presence pages, I'll direct you there. There's the highlights from last night that are on YouTube, but I highly, highly recommend devoting the energy and the time to
check out the full versions.
And check out these guys. So listen, Matt, how can I help you today?
Wow.
Matt,
we're waiting. Wait, Tim, check this out.
Okay. Matt?
What, Matt?
Well, we're waiting.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I was going to ask you to do some. Anyways, I don't know what happened to Matt.
Matt's out.
Hello? Mason?
Hey, what's up, Tim?
Hey, man. What's up?
What about me, Mason?
Oh, so I was saying, I got interrupted.
Yes, hi, Doug.
Thanks, Mason.
I got interrupted. I was, Doug and I were out at a bar last night because I was doing a episode of his podcast, or I should say
the Poundcast.
With this cross promotion here, I was doing Rock and Roll Gary was doing a very exclusive interview last night, and I had a lot of scoops, and Rock and Roll Gary needs a little lubrication. Liquid lubrication, if you know what I mean, to get into that place sometimes, or if it's helpful, I should say. So anyways, I have maybe one too many. I'm feeling a little foggy. I had to get it very early because of my youngins. And anyways, Mason, that's where I'm coming from today. That's the place. So hopefully I won't be a big crab today, but you know,
right.
No. So how can I help you?
It sounds like you need a little hair of the dog.
No. I'm having a cup of Joe, like
you
know.
Crack a tinny, Tim.
What'd you say, Doug?
I offered to go crack a beer for him because maybe there's some available. I don't know.
I can barely hear Doug on my end.
We haven't figured that problem out.
Turn my mic up on the mixer.
Turn your
check
mic.
Check 1, 2, 3. Turn it. There we go.
But he's not going to be able to hear your mic. He's just hearing. I don't know where. Here's what you need to solve. where is the audio that he's hearing coming from? Is it coming from the microphone in here?
Oh, is it just, it's on the phone?
No, it's coming, because I'm talking to him through this laptop right here.
So if I yell, you can hear me louder, Mason?
I can hear you now, Doug. What's up?
So, Mason, does it sound like I'm closer? It sounds like I'm far away.
It sounds like you're in the back of the room,
yeah.
But I can definitely hear
somehow, going on. It's the mic of the... Of the laptop is what you're communicating.
Can you stick around for 5 minutes after the show? Maybe we could troubleshoot
this. I could
just
get closer.
No. There's a way for all this to go back into the audio for him to hear. I don't want to dwell on that because it's
now.
So boring.
Too late.
If you have a question for Doug, I will pass it along, or he'll shout it back. Whatever. Just he can hear you.
Great. Yeah.
Go ahead with your question.
I wanted to encourage everyone, even though I'm sure they've already done so, to watch the Nathan For You finale, because that is some of the
Absolutely.
Best television I've ever seen in my life.
Yes, Finding Francis. The whole season has been ridiculously fantastic and should win all the awards. Won't, but should. And I'm very proud to be very loosely associated with it. You know, they just kind of do their thing here at the office. Have you gotten a chance to watch the finale yet?
Yeah, absolutely.
No, I'm sorry. I'm asking Doug.
I didn't see the whole thing yet. I saw an early cut.
Oh, yeah.
Upstairs, one of the editors, Mike Giambra, was showing me, and it's amazing. Just hadn't got a chance.
Doug, it's going to elicit an emotional response from you.
Mason, have you up to speed on day one of the trial yet? Or are you?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I watched that last night live, and I wanted to ask, and I'm not sure if you're ready to talk about like how the sausage gets made, so to speak, but I'm just interested about the production of the whole thing. Is this like?
I'll discuss it. How about this? I'll discuss it after it's all done and done. How about that?
Okay. Yeah, that's what I figured. But so far, I mean, I know you're not taking questions in character, but I really am just, it's so intriguing as to how this is all put together because I'm trying to wrap my brain around the scope of it. It's like,
that's a great question.
How it's breaking, not the fourth wall, but like almost the fifth wall and affecting you. I don't know. Well, something's going on at Absolutely.
I ask the fucking questions. You give the fucking answers.
I was talking to a producer on Nathan this morning. And he was sending me a note saying how much he liked what he saw so far. And I said, I think Finding Francis is a nice primer for some folks to get into this trial because it kind of sets you up for a long form, like slow burn, you know, that the scope can vary. And it's fun to play with different, you know, styles and moods and pace. And change the pace up to a place where, you know, it's not going to be hitting you like super fast. It's going to kind of roll out slowly. So I love that. I love being able to play in that world. So, all right, Mason, I'll take another call. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, sure thing. Have a good one, Tim. Bye.
Where's everybody?
It Matt, just went quiet.
Yeah, sometimes it happens. Matt,
I'm back.
Oh, you know, back. Hey, Matt. Hannah, I got you on. Hannah, by the way, I got you up next. So keep don't give up. Hannah's up next on the call. That's what I'll do. I'll make announcements about who's next.
I think the call failed.
It definitely failed on a number of levels.
First time. Tim, sometimes people call you and they have comedy ideas. They have these sorts of things.
Yes, this is why we're doing this. I need more comedy ideas.
Well, no, it's not comedy. That's what I was going to say. It isn't a comedy idea. Okay. It's actually I kind of just want to have your feedback on a couple. See, sometimes I do stand-up, and my whole shtick is I do impressions.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you know, Jeff Dunham with his ventriloquist dummy.
Well, give me an impression. You know,
everybody has their own thing. For me, it's impressions.
Give me an impression.
Okay, first off is Gilbert Gottfried.
That's easy, but go ahead.
I'm Gilbert Gottfried. And then the casting director said, they're the aristocrats.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That was the first
one.
Next
hurt.
Is Barack Obama. Okay. If you like your doctor, you can keep him.
Okay, next. Okay.
That's Barack Obama.
0-2.
That's 0-2?
Yeah. I mean, they sound vaguely like those people. Okay. Okay. Is it entertaining? Is it interesting? You're just repeating sound bites.
I get more applause than I do Rotten Tomatoes thrown at me.
Okay, who's applauding? Your grandparents? What's going on here? I mean, where are you performing this material at?
Answer the question.
How convenient. The call failed again.
Jeez.
I mean, unbelievable. I'm sorry.
Tim, I thought it was a fine I mean, if he didn't say Gilbert, I would have said that's probably Gilbert.
Well, yeah, but...
I mean, hey, Tim.
Hi, Hannah.
What's up, guys?
What's up? How are you?
Who's this?
Oh, I'm doing so good. This is Hannah.
Hi, Hannah.
Hannah, what's up?
Oh, you know, I'm just chilling at my local vape store.
Okay. You working there or are you just hanging?
I do. I work here.
Nice.
My bread and butter.
Your bread and So what can I do?
Yep, my bread and bubs.
So are you selling just tobacco and that kind of, or is it like is it the marijuana style vapes?
Nope. Unfortunately, I live in an illegal state here in sunny South Carolina in Charleston.
Smoke weed every day.
It's a beautiful state, but they have not legalized yet.
Right.
So we're backwards down here. So nope,
I can't believe these people walk around. I mean,
great.
It was funny when I was doing On Cinema and I was doing that vape, you know? I kind of got like everyone was making fun of me because I was like, okay, I kind of get what's nice about what kind of get it, you know?
Yeah. It's kind of fun. It's kind of fun to puff.
Yeah, and but it is so silly looking. These guys walking around with these big metal,
the big ones, yeah,
the big boys.
Yeah, we like to call those guys vape gods.
Vape gods. Yeah. Well, it's a weird business. I mean, who knows where you think is this your life? Is this your career, or is this sort of just a job you have right now?
So it's cool. My my best friends own this vape shop, and they're like my family. So we all just kind of linked up, and I started working for them last year after knowing each other for a couple of years. So, yeah, it's it's our bread and butter right now, like I said. But
way to cherry pick your friends, Brennan.
When medical marijuana is legal here, we'll definitely dabble in that a little bit.
Sweet.
Absolutely not.
So, if you guys ever make it down to South Carolina, I'll hook you up with a sweet vape.
We'd love to come through there. Tim, have you ever?
I did a stand up in Charleston last year, pretty recently.
I remember. I didn't get to go. Yeah, I had a different job then, was working, so I didn't get to catch you that time.
That's why you got to go back to these places, because sometimes you go to a place that you haven't been to before and you do a good show. I remember we had a very good show that was me and Neil Hamburger.
Tim, me and Brent went to Charleston, and two people came.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
Are you sure that was
we did the show. We just did it.
No.
Charleston's funny like that. We always try to really promote like local rock bands, like metal bands here too, because we have excellent venues, but they don't ever come here. So we try to promote those guys real hard too.
All right. Well, listen. Anything else, Hannah?
Anything else?
Nope. Just want to say I love you to bits. I want to kiss you on the lips.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that so much. And we'll go to Meredith Wilson. Meredith Wilson. Meredith Wilson, is this the author of A Music Man?
No, it's not.
Doug, can you look up the Meredith? Who wrote The Music Man?
Let's check it out.
I need
today
that
we're
info.
Teach two L's. A lesson that we're not alone in the universe.
What's
they
that?
Humanoids.
Two L's, I think.
Meredith Wilson, am I right?
That's who wrote the movie, Tim?
Who wrote the musical? It started as a musical. Give me answers. I need
here
answers.
Here it comes.
Who wrote the librato? The librato. I'll search faster than you.
The Music Man is a 1962 film.
Well, it was a film after the musical, the Broadway musical.
Meredith Wilson.
Yeah, baby! Give me that. Da, 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 da,
da, da, da.
No, give me some. Doug. You son of a bitch. Give me 76 trombones, you prick.
It won't stop.
Okay. Give me 76 trombones now. Here we go.
Thanksgiving.
There's an ad. Hold on. Skip
get it
ad.
To. Oh, you got to go through
well,
ads.
I don't have the.
I'll pay for you to get ad free content here, because I can't do it from this laptop. I can do it from here.
No, I can do it. It's coming.
The Music Man. We're gonna play every song on The Music Man. Whoa! Oh, this is good music here. Now this is music. Now that's what I call music. Hold on, Meredith, you're not going to be able to hear this, but we're going to have to endure this. Here we go, folks! Episode number 50 of Office Hours! We've got Meredith Wilson, the author of The Music Man, on the call. And to celebrate, we're going to play her famous song, 76 Trombones. Here we go. Coming in at number one.
Tim, I've never seen this movie. Can you just...
Oh, really?
Should I watch it?
It's good. You know, I'll tell you what. It's good. Here's the premise.
It looks fun.
Oh, it's a fun movie. The premise is...
I don't want to be counting...
Can I talk?
I don't want to be counting trombones for 2 hours. Is that what's happening?
No.
I don't want to do that.
Here's the deal. This small town... Meredith, you there?
Who's alive?
I'm here.
Stop that.
I remember.
I'm going to tell you the plot of The Music Man, because Doug doesn't seem to understand it. It's a small town. I believe it's the turn of the century, of the 20th century, like the early 1900s, you know? Small town, USA. Are you listening?
I'm listening. Turn of the century, small town USA.
This huckster comes through town. This guy is a rat. He is a traveling salesman. He's a, you know, if you saw the Simpsons episode with the monorail, you remember that one?
It's one of the episodes.
It's a parody of the Music Man. It's this guy that comes into town.
You know what I'm saying?
Sells the town on a marching band, on buying basically brass instruments, like selling the town, the school, or whatever it is, all these horns and stuff
that they don't need.
That they don't need, or I can't remember what his scheme is. It's worth watching again.
No spoilers, please.
He falls in love, though, when he's there in the town, and I believe it's Dick Van Dyke in the movie. And there was the famous song from "There Were Bells All Around, and I Never Heard Them Ringing. No, I never heard them at all till there was you." Right?
5 Tony Awards.
Hello. I mean, I could probably talk about The Music Man for an hour. I'll tell you one more thing. It was one of the first plays I ever did. I was a little runt, little 10, 12-year-old, and I did. I was in the chorus at the local college, Muhlenberg College in Allentown, and I'll tell you something significant happened to me. I was in this play, and I was basically, it was like playing, I think I had the tuba on me. I was the tuba, the kid that was in the tuba player for the marching band. And there was a guy.
So you didn't have to play the tuba, you just got to fake it.
Yeah. I'm going to get emotional here because there was a guy who played the mayor in that play. And the mayor is a very funny part. It's a comic part. And he's kind of a doofus and he has a lot of funny lines. And it was played by this guy named Ted.
Oh, this guy's funny.
Jesus Christ. Can I talk?
I'm just peppering. I'm spicing your story.
This guy, Tim Roach, was my hero. Okay? He was my hero. He looked a little bit like Jack Nicholson. Okay? Just a little bit. He kind of wore the Ray-Bans. He had the balding, slick back hair, you know. He was very cool. As a kid, I'm looking up to this guy. He was very quick. He was a little rebellious, and he was very good with the kids, and he liked me a lot. He thought I was funny, and we had a little nice repertoire going. And one night, my parents were all there, and there was a line in the show. My parents and grandparents were there. There's a line in the show like, "And today we're going to be meeting with the Lundegaard family," or something where they said a last name. And Roach changes the script and he says my last name in the play. He says the Heidecker family. And isn't that cool? Now here's where
Pretty
the story.
Cool.
I stayed in touch with him for a while. We did several other plays together.
Roach,
Tim Roach, and this is early, I don't know, late 90s. He was a gay man and he died of AIDS.
Mm.
And that's the truth. And that was a.
I thought that was going to be a happier story.
I told you I was going to get emotional. Oh, he was a very influential person in my life. I'll say that. And a good man. And we remember him. Whenever I hear The Music Man, 76 trombones, I think of my friend and my mentor, Tim. All right. Let's. Meredith, you've created quite a monster today. With your name.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Did she ask a question?
No, Meredith, I've been on this now, I could see the time. I've been on it for 7 minutes, this Music Man bullshit. Can you, the floor is yours.
Okay. Well, first of all, I had a real Doug Pound weekend. I saw him at the Onomatoguchi show in the audience, and then I went to Knitting Factory in Brooklyn, and he was there too, so...
Doug was on the East Coast doing his act, if you want to call it that.
He was.
And did you have a good time?
Oh, yeah. Very funny.
Now, you said first of all. What else do you have for me?
Okay. I have a recommendation real quick. I don't know if you guys are still thinking about the tennis special.
Kind of.
Or if it's kind of.
We're not talking about it.
We're not really doing anything about it.
Right.
Doug and I played twice this week, and we might play again tomorrow.
That's pretty good.
Is that confirmed?
I'm ready to play.
Okay.
Yeah. What's your suggestion?
The Howard Stern special U.S. Open Sores. Have you seen that?
No.
It's great. It's
Is
really
it on
funny.
YouTube or something?
What's that?
Is it on YouTube?
It is on YouTube in full. So
and is it those guys playing tennis from the
90s?
It's from 1989.
Oh,
Gary,
wow.
So.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Pretty good.
I'll have to watch that.
Looking it up, Tim.
Well, maybe we should just, Doug, what if we just got someone to come over and like live streamed it or something on Instagram or something?
Just with their phone or something?
That'd be good.
Facebook.
They did it at
Twitter.
Nassau Coliseum, and it was a huge, you know.
Yeah. We wouldn't get those kind of those kind
Tim,
of
it was a pay-per-view special.
You could probably sell it out.
Can you imagine that? Pay-per-view back in the day, people paying money to watch
he's
it.
He's raking it in. Yeah. And also, the event was released on VHS via mail order for $24.95.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Big bucks.
All right. Thanks, Meredith, for those recommendations.
No
We're going to keep the call.
Thanks for coming to the shows last weekend.
Trina! We got three women in a row calling in, I believe. Is that correct? Yes. Trina. Everyone goes, it's just a bunch
Hello?
Of guys.
Hi.
How's
it going?
Good. How are you? Are you walking around or something?
I'm outside. I'm at work.
Okay. Where do you work?
I work at a natural medicine manufacturer.
Uh-oh. That sounds shady as hell.
You mean AKA marijuana store?
It's not shady.
Okay, it's supplements. Is this
supplements?
Is this where Alex Jones gets his crap from?
I hope not.
BrainForce, folks. I got to tell you about BrainForce. It's changed the game. It's changed my life. It's opened up neurons and pathways, cerebral pathways that have created actual fifth dimensional potential in the way I'm perceiving things. And it's allowed me to time shift and train and change shape.
We're at war with the globalists who admit they're establishing a corporate world government that's taxing.
Well, that's what I was going to say, Alex. Thank you very much for
that. Admits it wants to destroy the family.
And they have to understand that we are literally under siege right now.
And private property and even single family dwellings.
That's right, because at this point, we're literally up against the wall.
Welcome to Alex on Alex, where Alex talks to Alex.
Quote, we need to make you be under surveillance and accept the community.
Yeah. That's because we are being forced to take medicines that we are not being prescribed to because they're infecting it into our cereal and into our meat and eggs and dairy products.
What a piece of filth! This is war. You bet it's war. And it's the American people against you.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say here, Alex, is because we are at war on this subject. And I got to say, we've had so much help from you guys out there, your donations and your purchasing of the BrainForce DNA Super Deluxe two-time pill that we've got going on. And these are anal suppository pills now, which makes it a whole lot easier. Some people can't swallow the pills because the pills are so big.
Pseudo-intellectual know-it-all with your pseudo-intellectual hair and your pseudo-intellectual glasses and your pseudo-intellectual little chicken neck.
All right, Trina, we're just talking all over everybody today. It's clear we've had a lot of coffee already. Trina.
That's okay.
Can you please say you have a question, you want to talk about something? What can we talk about?
I just bought tickets to your show on December 8th.
Ah. Are you coming in from, are you in town right now? Is that where
No, I'm in Portland, but I'm going to be flying down there.
Oh, I'm so grateful and thankful. I want to plug it real quick since you brought it up. December 8th at the Regent Theater, I'm going to be taping a comedy special to be determined where that exists later next year or sometime
CISO
next year.
Or?
Not CISO. No, CISO go bye-bye. Doug Lusenhop, DJ Doug Pound will be opening up and it's going to be a good time.
How long do you want me to do?
10 minutes, 5 minutes.
I do five?
Do a tight five. Do your Conan.
How long are you going to do, Tim?
I'm going to do like a little under an hour.
Well, people want to know what they're going to get.
I'm going to do like 30 minutes, but then when we put it out, we're going to slow it all down and make it
Do a time stretch
hour.
On it?
Yeah, do a slight time. You won't notice it, but it'll. Anyways. So
are
thank
you going to be doing
coming.
Music for the show too, or just comedy?
I'm going to play some songs too.
Sweet.
Maybe some songs off of your new album that just dropped yesterday. Was that yesterday?
Dropped last week.
Last week.
Too dumb for suicide.
You already.
So I wanted to ask any suggestions on what to do in LA while I'm there.
Go to the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Get some photos with Spider-Man and.
I'd go to the beach. Go to Venice Beach is fine. Downtown's got a lot of great food. Go for a hike. Go up into Griffith Park and do a nice little hike. That's always fun. Those are three great options.
All right. I'll take it.
All right. We'll look out for you, Trina. Thanks for calling in, and thanks for coming on down from Portland.
Heck yeah.
Bye. Bye. I should tell her I'm doing a show in Portland on the 9th. That would be kind of a little...
Like right
little
after
bit,
your...
Yeah, kind
right
of a little bit like, uh-oh.
She could have saved some money.
Soren.
Like right after your... Yeah, kind of
Soren.
She thinks it's better than me.
Soren.
Soren.
Soren. Soren, are you...
Hello. Mute the stream, hello. Dummy.
Hello.
Hello. Sorry I called you dummy. I don't know
stop
what you're doing.
Stop your ass in the ground. You.
All right. He's done.
He's out.
Hey, is this Brett?
Talk to me, Brett.
Brett.
Hello.
Hey, Brett. You see, the women that call in, they're right on the money. They know what they're doing. They talk. They know how to speak. They don't have their thing going in the background.
I was discombobulated because of that Soren guy. I'm listening to the stream, and I'm getting messed up.
Soren. From because the Soren the Gray. You little communist piece of trash!
So, guys...
what?
Question, if you'd prefer that, but I was wondering if I could send you guys a very funny link to a video of a teacher, a professor, that sounds exactly like Tim, I swear.
Okay.
It sounds just like...
Now you've piqued my interest.
Can you send it now, and I'll play it.
Yeah, send it to Doug. How should you send it to you? Just on Twitter.
Twitter?
Can you just...
Can you tweet it to me?
Tweet it to Doug?
I mean, I could send it to you on... Well, you know what? How about this, Doug? It's you can just look it up.
Oh, yeah.
Actually.
Okay, what is it?
It's
what
just,
is it?
It just says, teacher that sounds like Tim Heidecker.
What?
It's a great video.
That's a video on YouTube?
Yes. Yeah. And he does, Tim. I swear.
Well, let me be the judge of this. I know how I sound. And Doug can be the judge, and the audience can
Here
be
we
the
go.
Judge.
Now, paragraph spacing, for those of you who aren't familiar with it, basically is when you put space between your paragraphs.
Wow.
Holy shit.
Wow.
Let me see what he looks like.
It's a low volume. There's no visual. Turn it up a little bit.
Okay. Where are you?
Yeah, that one. Hey.
Paragraph spacing. Okay. Now, paragraph spacing, for those of you who aren't familiar with it, basically is when you put space between your paragraphs.
It's good, right?
It is good.
Yeah.
What do we think, gang?
That's good.
That's like, all it is? Is that all it is?
Yeah, I mean,
that's
I wish
all it
was
is.
Longer.
It's like
I
it's 9 seconds
lecture,
of.
But
well, can we crowdsource, figure out who this guy is? Is there any information?
Well,
here?
There's the user is Jessica. I could say her name if you want, Jessica Reiser. If you're out there, get some more footage of this teacher. We need to see what he looks like.
I want to know where he. Maybe he's from my hometown.
We've got to get him on the show.
Because that's the first time I've ever heard like what I sound like. In a way.
Yeah,
you know?
It's pretty surreal. I mean, it makes me wonder if you have like a twin or something.
If I do, I'm going to be so mad at my parents for keeping that from me.
Yeah, right? Like, God damn it.
All right. Thanks for that, Brett. That was useful information, and we always appreciate useful information on the show.
Of course. It's all intellectual. Thank you.
It's all intellectual. Okay. I don't know about that. Tom?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm getting
well,
there.
I want. Okay, yeah, that's all we can do.
Hey, by the way, if Baked Alaska wants to call in, please. I want
to
hear all
Has
about.
Has he talked to you on this show before, Tim?
I would love to hear.
No, he's not. I kind of flirted with like meeting up with him, you know, because he was. I didn't realize he was in L.A. I didn't realize he was in this.
Does he live here?
Yeah, like, he lives in like the Valley, and. I was DMing him because my DMs are open, folks, and I'm always – I don't write back all the time, but if you know you want to send something my way that in that format on Twitter, it's fine. What
open
do I
up the M's.
So I wrote – I said, listen, you want to get together?
Did this kid go away?
Because part of me thought like – no, well, he doesn't have an icon or he doesn't have an image or something.
Oh, okay.
But anyways, I saw – like Vic makes these great cuts of Baked, you know, that are really funny and – He seems, I just kind of felt like bad for him for a second because he seems like he might be trying to do something and just not getting, it's not working.
Baked?
You know? Baked. I thought maybe I could talk to him because he's a little bit younger, and maybe I could advise him a little bit or something. But then the more I kind of saw the way he behaved and his sort of, just like kind of, you know, I said, "What
did you see his rap? His rap?
Yeah, I did. But then I don't know. I guess he got kicked off Twitter. I was watching
Why?
His. Well, Twitter just did this like purge last night of all these.
Last night?
Yeah, or yesterday.
Like of anyone that's like alt-right or something?
Yeah, they people that, you know, they would consider white supremacists or just hardcore alt-right or whatever you want to. I know nobody likes to be labeled, and they disavow all the labels and everything, but Twitter, obviously people were complaining or whatever. They got rid of him, and they took away some blue check marks off of like Richard Spencer and Laura Loomer and a couple other people. So
he must have been saying bad stuff.
So then what he did,
hate speech kind of stuff.
Sure. I guess. I don't know. I don't follow him that closely. I mean, there was a video of him at that Charlottesville thing, like, you know, walking with, you know,
did
Nazis.
He have his little tiki torch?
He wasn't. No, he was like broadcasting. So maybe I guess he had his hands full. But anyways, he was streaming last night for like 4 hours on his YouTube channel. Doug, it was so entertaining. It was so funny. His life. It's just like, because he's walking around the valley, and he's like going into gas stations
Sounds
to
like
buy.
Brody.
Yeah, it was like Brody. It really was like Brody Stevens, the great Brody Stevens. But then he like got into his apartment, and he's talking to everybody on his chat, you know. So there's all these, and Vic was trying to get in there, and then he blocked Vic, and so I was getting in there being like, can you unblock Vic, because he wants to send you some money, because there's people donating money. It's a whole scene, and within that scene.
What does he need money for?
Because this is, what else does he do? He doesn't work. I don't know. I don't know how he makes money.
What is Baked Alaska, a dessert?
It is a dessert. It's a good dessert. Let's not smear the dessert. Anyways, what was I going to say? There's so many side divisions and arguments and like it. You get into the weed, like you almost want to get into the weeds with these people because they have their own, you know, like, oh, I don't trust Hamani anymore. Like Hamani's is a piece of shit, and I used to trust him. And they go down all these, like, they have all these factions and you know, people are in and people are out. And it was going for hours, and I was just like, I was playing with my daughter, but also listening to it, because I was like, he just kept going and going and going. And then he takes this call from The Hill, which is like a blog, political blog, that's kind of like, it's just sort of like it tends to be kind of gossipy and stuff. And he's just trying to kind of prank this guy, and it's not for everybody, but it's very entertaining. To watch this, to be able to have like a little window into this world that's very close to where we are physically right now. But he sent me, I was DMing with him, you know. And
so you guys aren't like, you know, being super nasty
trying,
to each other.
No, I was trying not to be
cordially.
I was trying not to be. I was like, do you want to get together? He jumped on that. He couldn't wait to meet me because I'm a huge star. And I kind of pushed it off. I was kind of like, I was actually busy a couple of weeks. I was out of town, and then I just kind of lost interest.
I'm sorry.
But then he sent me this pilot he made that I think is public.
He made a pilot?
Yeah, he made like some
pilot. I'm a whiny bitch.
And he's like, well, tell me what you honestly think of this. And I just wrote, sucks.
Does it suck, though?
Yeah. It's him walking around, like, harassing people on the street.
Oh.
Like, so, like, getting people to kneel and, like, just like these, you know.
What,
like,
kneel for the
for
anthem?
The anthem and stuff. It was really poorly made and shitty and not funny. And but then he just, like, attacks me, you know, saying that I'm irrelevant and I'm, you know, whatever, you know, going down the million-dollar extreme thing about how I'm responsible for that, and just like how much, how over I am. I'm like, dude, why'd you send me the fucking link, right?
Absolutely not.
But anyways, he'll deny it because he deleted his side of the conversation after that.
You got a screen cap.
I did. Of course I screen capped it, sent it right over to Vic. We had a good old laugh about it. All right, Tom, anything else?
Well, as far as Baked Alaska, I remember hearing you on Chapo Trap House, where you had your theory that he might be a little off a little mentally. Dim. And I don't see it. I think he's fair game.
Fair enough. Yeah, I've watched enough now where I don't think he's like medically dim.
Right.
You know, whatever the classification. But,
well, beyond that, I just wanted to say I'm the guy on Twitter. I'm a court reporting student.
Oh, God.
So the Desert Music Festival, I'm so excited to transcribe that entire thing. Like, that's that amazing. Is just like perfect.
I saw your tweet. Let me just explain. I saw your tweet about an hour ago, and I wrote back to you, and I sent it to a couple people that, Doug, this guy's a big On Cinema fan, and he's also studying to be a court reporter. You got to work on your levels, man. Blowing me out. Anyways, he's a
We turned it up for your voice person.
He's a court reporter.
Gotcha.
And you're a student learning to be a court reporter.
A high school?
Towards the end.
What school?
Like,
level?
Is this a technical school or?
It's a technical school. Yeah, I'm towards the end.
Anyways, so he's like, this is, talk about a targeted audience. Right?
Well, that's the thing. Like,
this guy's
I never
a fan of the show.
My practice material. This is so perfect.
Will it count if you do this?
It won't count it towards anything.
Okay.
But just for my own pleasure, I'll get to look like extra credit.
Cool. Now, do you do the stenography thing? Do you do like the, is that what you're talking about? Wow. So how do you,
is that a court reporter, the person typing everything?
Yeah, exactly.
So can you give us like a brief, very brief understanding of what that machine is doing when you're touching it? I mean, is it hard to explain?
Less than 26 buttons is basically like a piano. So you press one button and it's the letter P. And then if you press that and the button next to it, then it's a completely different letter.
Oh my God.
So kind of like a piano with chords and whatnot. So I just wanted to thank you again for that and let you know.
So I appreciate the thanks, but do you have to learn that kind of like you're learning a new language or something, or a new way of, in a lot of ways.
Yeah, if you look at the notes, I mean, if I'm writing, you know, like a actual sentence, it would show up as just like nonsense, just assorted English characters.
Are there words that you use just a lot that are clear, that are keys that you just know to type? Is that how kind of the, like?
Well, there are a lot of phrases. So, you know, if somebody says like, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I can press a certain combination and have that common phrase down in one stroke. Yeah.
That's incredible. That's a hard job. And that, I mean, you want to do that, huh?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's the only thing I thought I could remotely be good at, you know, like I'm inclined towards language and I figured.
I would just think like for me, like let's say six years into doing that full time, you might get like, I would have a panic attack in the middle of that experience. Being like, I got to keep up. Like, you can't. It's not a. It seems like a little stressful.
Here's my question.
It's very stressful.
In this day and age, with the technology, now you can just go speech to text.
Well,
now,
that's not very reliable.
But what if that day comes?
Well, I've seen videos where people are kind of talking into like a little mask. Is that, and that's another way of doing it, right?
That's another way of doing it. Yeah.
That sounds hard too, because then you've got to listen while you're. I mean, it's like a translator, I guess. But
yeah, that would be hard. I mean, the technology thing is real. Obviously, it could happen, but I mean, I don't think it's too close. At least it's worth completing the program and working for a few years.
Or you know what? Maybe it's instead of like transcribing it to text, it's just, you know, audio files that are easily kind of scrollable.
Right.
So you're like an audio book or something. So it's actually the audio from the court that you can listen to,
rendering your job irrelevant.
Yeah, which I think would be more helpful. You know, if you want to like, can I hear what Mr. Johnson said about the traffic incident? You know, instead of reading it to be able to hear the inflection, I think that's a game changer.
This kid doesn't have a job then, Tim. You gotta.
Well, he can organize those files.
He can be
labeling those files. All right, Tom. Good luck to you.
Is he
getting towards the question?
Okay.
Here?
Okay.
Quick question about Heidecker and Wood. Because of all your stuff, Heidecker and Wood is my absolute favorite thing in the world.
Thank you so much.
So you did the big kind of unfinished / B-side dump about a year ago.
I did that dump, and I don't know. I think I put it out in the wrong way or something. It kind of was more ignored than other things I do.
That's
more ignored than other things I do.
What you say, is that a sign that you're sort of over Heidecker and Wood? Is there, could there be more work in the future?
I never say never. I don't think there's any reason to. I think there was just all these songs that I wasn't getting to, wasn't going to work on anytime soon, and I felt like they weren't like songs I think deserved a lot of attention or a lot of work. So
the
just
new one
put
is going to be Heidecker and Woods. He's working with Tiger.
Yeah,
because Davin's right. Not working out.
Yeah.
Gonna sound a little different. Well,
very cute. Well, right. Heidecker and James Woods. That'd be interesting. I'd love to collaborate with that piece of shit. All right. But I don't know. I mean, Davin and I, like,
here's the new Heidecker and Woods song. Want to hear it?
Yeah. So dumb. Woo! Four. Watch out. Here's play track. Four! Doug makes me laugh. I got to admit it. What can I say?
I don't think he can hear that.
He can't. He's playing golf swings.
We'll get the tech out.
You'll listen to it later.
For next time.
Thanks, Tommy.
I love you, buddy. Bye. Bye.
How about Not Souped? Is this Baked Alaska?
Hello.
Hello. Hey, Baked.
Love it.
Hi.
How are you?
Is it?
Yeah. I'm good. I'm good, thanks. Sorry for the issues before. I'm not too good at Skype.
That's okay. What's going on, Baked?
Yeah, I just wanted to hear in connection to, well, now you said Baked Alaska, and you were also talking about Alex Jones before. One of my favorite videos from you, Doug Pound, is the remix of Joe Rogan.
Well, thank you.
Back on that piece of scum.
I don't remember that one.
That was one of those that kind of just, like your Heidecker and Wood dump, it came out and that was it.
All right. Well,
so anything is this else really to... Baked Alaska?
No, it's
no,
not.
Okay.
What else you got?
War with Russia.
Well, I was just wondering the connection between the fact you were on the Joe Rogan podcast in 2014 and then you make this video here in 2017. A lot of stuff happened in between. Do you have any sort of special relationship to Joe Rogan?
No, I don't. I wish I did. I like Joe Rogan. I like his podcast, and that's about all I can say. Tim, I'll play it for you later. He
played something of yours on there?
I did a Hannibal Buress podcast remix. I'm remixing them all.
Okay.
Days.
Thank you so much. Very interesting stuff.
As soon as people start talking about me, I start
you
to
see my eyes.
I can just see
over.
You starting to get mad, and I try to switch the subject.
No, I just in general, hey Sean, I just in general don't, like, you know, I just don't want this show to be like people calling in being like, this is my favorite thing you've
ever
done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I'm much more interested in hearing what you guys are doing and what life is like and for other people.
Yeah, it's not about me.
Sean, how can
it's
I help you?
It's about you, Sean.
Well, that's all right. But since you said you're more interested in hearing what life is like for other people, I guess then I don't feel so bad about derailing the topic here.
Go for it. Derail away.
Looks like Vic a little bit.
Okay, so I don't know if you utilize any kind of, I don't know, spontaneous creativity generating devices like the I Ching or like that Brian Eno pack of cards.
I have the Brian Eno pack of cards. I've not gotten much use out of it.
Me neither. I love them, but sometimes when I draw a card, I'm like, I feel like I'm being mocked right now because this just does not help. But
you know what I was going to play you guys? Speaking of that, it's kind of in the wheelhouse of this. I'm thinking about putting this out. I was going through some files the other day, and where is it? Oh, here it is. I found like this early writing session for the Trump Talking Nukes song, and it's like me just sitting at a piano writing it, right? And so it's very embarrassing because it's not really there yet. Can you hear that? You can't, but the audience can. And I go down lots of avenues. You hear me go down lots of avenues that...
So is this out there or is this not...
I haven't put it out yet. I kind of... See, this is me kind of like, oh, that's kind of nice.
So it's the demo.
It's not even the demo. It's just like I just recorded myself kind of working on it.
Then it comes together.
So it's all black.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can't hear it, but I can listen to it.
Let me tell you, Sean, how it goes. It's Tim tapping out the melody and kind of like humming along, trying to figure out what...
I was born in 1976. Okay.
Got that?
Yeah, I got that. I'm
and then I just kind of...
Things couldn't get much worse.
And I just kind of just sing and make stuff up, you know?
Yeah, that's typically the next step.
It's like 16 minutes, and it's just like...
For
weapons. You know, and like
I'm excited. I'm excited to listen to this later and see how well it matches.
We'll figure out.
It sounds like a Red House Painters song.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you know Red House Painters?
Oh yeah, I'm not too familiar with their work.
Just kind of just tap out two chords for 15 minutes.
Well, I was talking to Doug last night about how much I enjoy REM, and it was they put out the reissue of Automatic for the People, and so it kind of made me listen to some old REM, and man,
what album is the orange one with the song Monster on it?
That's called Monster, I think, right?
Oh, is it just called Monster? Yeah. That one has been like rising up the ranks for me.
Really?
I don't know what it is.
Oh! Okay. You got my energy
after,
up.
Just Automatic for the People. Once they did that Everybody Losing My Hurts. Religion.
You're out?
I'm out.
Yeah, but listen, put on Losing My Religion with fresh ears. Put on that with
I'm
fresh
all about
ears.
This the early shit.
Follow me, don't follow me. I got my spine. I got my orange crush. So good.
Yeah, Orange Crush. Remember that one?
Orange Crush is great. Mountain Dew is good.
Whole album,
Sprite.
I don't know. Something about it.
Well, they're great.
You want to put Losing My Religion on?
No, yeah. Go ahead, because it's a good fucking song. It kicks ass.
I don't know.
Ring, ding, 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 ding. Shakum, dong, shakum,
no, because then he starts dong, using the mandolin. Ding, ding,
ding. Yeah, mandolin's
nah,
cool,
I'm
man.
Out.
Fuck off.
Ding, 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 ding.
I think the music video was what bothered me.
Well, the music video is, I mean, it's super pretentious, I guess, but...
what's going on
like
in the music video?
They're sitting in a highly patinaed room. You know, there's... The bass player walks across.
It's very...
The guitarist runs
like,
this way. It's
Stipe is, like, hugging himself.
Yeah, he's hunched over. He's very sad.
Oh, yeah, coming in at number one. This is Losing My Religion by the REM group.
Is Stipe?
Listen, that fucking kicks. That fucking cooks, dude.
Stipe has angel wings at one point, and everyone's staring at the floor.
Life. It's bigger. It's bigger. It's bigger than you. You are not me.
There's a couple pictures
fucking
of
fucking good, dude. All right, that's enough, because I don't want to get
no,
cut.
No, and then he's walking around where he takes a step and then, like, you know, stops.
So
and he's,
what?
It's bad.
I'm
it's
watching
good.
It right now. I have it on mute. I'm watching the video.
And then the milk falls off the shelf. Dancing around in the... I'm out. Radio Free Europe, that's the stuff.
You get away with a lot with lighting in these older videos.
Yeah, they're doing those flash to white 90s.
And listen, everybody hurts sometimes.
Okay, that's a good one.
So hold on. It's got that great outro. Here's what I want to do is put together a mix of the best outros. You know what I'm talking about? Outros. You know,
outros,
the big famous one being, I would say, most famous one being. That's a great one. Then we
that
got,
comes in like 8 minutes into the song.
Then, of course, Layla. The end of Layla with the piano. Boom.
Oh, yeah.
Ba ba
yeah.
Bum. Bum bum ba doom ba do beam ba da bum. The other one that's great is the Elton John. Hold on. The other one. Excuse me!
But this is. Everybody Hurts is just more of the same song, right? It's not like a switch.
No. At the end, it kicks into this, like, these horn. I mean, these strings.
Can I play it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the song.
Yeah.
What other great outros do you got out
That's
there?
It's not a great outro.
No, well, listen to this one. Here. Leave On by Elton John. Wait, hold on. Fucking hot. Then you got Hey Jude.
Wah, wah, wah,
Day, in the life?
Day in the Life. No, that doesn't count. That's art. That's
is that even a, is that an outro or what is that?
No, it's just like a yeah. I wouldn't call that an outro. Okay. There's other ones out there that are great too, but Leave On, that kicks.
Levon's good.
All right, Sean, I got to move along.
All right.
Yep. Yeah, boop. I think we're coming in hot today, don't you? Like a lot of yelling and stuff. Might be not a fun show to listen to.
It might not be the best one. It was a fun show. We're an hour in. I think maybe we'll chill out a little bit.
Derek Klezmer. Derek, you got a beautiful Albert Brooks picture for us to enjoy. I appreciate
it.
Hello? Did you ever see this movie, Doug, Broadcast News?
I have not.
It's funny.
Who is there? Talk.
Hello? Derek.
Hello, Broadcast News. What do you think?
I love it.
Film?
Great film. I love this scene. Your shot is this reporter gets the chance to do the anchor spot, and he like blows it. He's sweating, and it's really very, very funny. But anyways, how can I help you, Derek?
Shit. Just on my way to work, I thought I would call in. I'll try not to ask about your work. I don't know, you don't want to hear about that too much. So I could keep talking about Albert Brooks or...
Whatever you want to talk about.
Yeah, I can't hear anything.
Throw us a question. Hello?
I can't talk to you, Derek. I love you very much, but it's just too much.
My Bluetooth on my car is messing up.
Yeah, okay. It's always the Bluetooth's fault, isn't it? Never yours. Hey, Dustin.
Hey, Tim.
How you doing?
Can you hear me?
Yep.
All right. So I saw you guys here in Seattle, and I just got to say, it was so hot. It felt like I was in an oven.
How
does that affect you guys?
What am I supposed to do?
Performing?
What am I supposed to do about the weather conditions inside the theater in Seattle?
I'm just saying, how does that affect you guys when you're performing? It's like 120 degrees.
I love it. I like it.
I don't think it was that hot. I don't remember being hot. It was fine.
I don't care. I mean, yeah, obviously in your life in general, you want temperate conditions no matter what you're doing. You don't want it too cold. I'm like Goldilocks, okay? I don't want it too cold. You don't want it too hot. But whatever. If it's too hot, so what? It's not like you're not going to die or anything. You're going to be all right. Be a little uncomfortable. Yeah. You don't have to be you don't have to be in this sweet spot your entire life. Live outside the boundaries of comfortability.
All right. Thanks, Tim.
Bye, Dustin. He's like, okay, I got to get out of this. I'm getting screamed at for no reason. Andrew Dobson.
Hey.
Let's hear it, Andrew.
Andrew, what's new?
Right,
I got
two questions and then a cryptic message for the good DJ.
Okay.
All right, so the first question is, I've never heard you talk about how Stephen Colbert reacted to you guys.
Oh.
You and Eric. I want to know about that.
Love it. I'm trying to think. We pitched that idea to the producer weeks before. They loved it. They thought I don't think people generally do that kind of shit on those shows anymore in general.
Love it.
So they were like, cool. And then the message came back like, Steven loves it. And he said, basically, just tell me what you want me to do.
Cool.
I'll stay out of your way.
I think that's really cool.
Just tell me what you want me to do, essentially. So we got there and he came in like very quickly. He was very like, obviously a million other things on his head. In his head, and was just like, okay, great. So I'm going to basically ask you these two things, and then you guys do whatever you want to do. Everybody was super nice, and he played it as I think we directed him to play it, which was kind of like slightly confused or annoyed. But then...
Straight man.
At the end of... Yeah, straight man. And then afterwards, we were running back to our dressing room, and he was in front of us, and he was very effusive and thought that he was so very happy about the way it went.
I thought you said he was effusive.
No, effusive. I think that's the right word. That's when you're kind of overly nice about it. And
so, Tim, have you talked about the Dana Carvey documentary that he's in?
I didn't talk about it. It's on Hulu. I thought it was really a fun watch, the Too Funny to Fails. Interesting little insight into comedy.
I think that was Colbert's first writing job.
And acting job. What was your second question?
All right, the second question was, I'm wondering if you have any, like, serious art things that you're going to be working on the pipeline. Like, I feel like you're intuitive and...
He has some nude self-portraits.
You're culturally literative. Sorry, what?
He's got some nude self-portraits. I'm surrounded by them.
No. I mean, like, I'm talking about, like, a real Tim Heidecker masterpiece.
Well, they're all masterpieces in my book.
No, but I mean like something like a higher, like, I mean, I don't mean, I love comedy.
What do you want? A book? Really, you want a novel? You want a novel from me?
No, I mean like
boring movie.
Like Horace and Pete. Like, I know Louis C.K. is kind of a edgy topic right now, but I thought
he doesn't exist. He's wiped off the planet.
Have you ever seen the
he doesn't
movie?
That's like saying Rumpelstiltskin. Stuff. You can't say the name.
Have you seen Tim's movie, The Comedy?
Well, despite all that stuff, like, I felt like he really like combined really higher and lower forms of art.
Well,
I feel like you could do that, and I would love to see you try.
Why don't you? I mean, first of all, there's the record I just put out does a little bit of that. There's some very serious themes there and some comedy. So check out Too Dumb for Suicide.
I like Sentencing Day.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of good songs on that record.
No.
Sorry.
Yeah.
But I think the On Cinema, when you zoom out from that a little bit, I think it's the most ambitious
project
I've ever done.
What am I supposed to do?
I think I love it. I do think they're comedic masterpieces, but I mean, I'm thinking like something like where like the you try hard to like not even
I like making
comedy.
People laugh too much.
Tim, I want to hear the cryptic message.
I just would love to see you try it. I don't know.
I'll try. I got a long life ahead of me. I'm only 41.
What's the cryptic message?
Maybe when I'm 50, I'll do something very boring and pretentious, and you know, it'll be a big snooze fest for everybody.
I don't think like that. Okay. All right. Well, anyway,
I'm just giving you a hard time. I appreciate it. You're a nice guy, and we worship you.
We worship you, and we give you
what's
thanks.
What's the cryptic message?
I'm just gonna hang up. I gotta get out.
No, what's the message?
I don't want this to be like go public because I want to keep this a secret. I just want to say to Mr. Doug that I like his pet project.
I think I know what he's talking about.
All right, I'll say goodbye.
I don't even know what he's talking about.
I do. You're not quick as me. Believe me. This I can tell you, Jesse.
Maybe he's talking about Videovember.
Jesse, I love Videovember.
Hey.
I love Doug's
Tim, what's going on?
Not much. I'm just complimenting Doug, which I know is not a good thing to do on this
Don't
show.
Don't talk about me, please.
But I love his
Go
Instagram videos, and I love his bug videos.
It's not about me.
I love him. I love him on screen. I love him on screen. I was a big proponent and a big champion of all those, the Pound House, not Pound.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah. I thought, I was like, this is a show. This is Seinfeld. This is our Seinfeld. He's a vessel for great comedy. Jesse.
Hey, Tim. Hey, Double Doug. West. What's going on?
What's up, Jesse?
Hey, hey. Hey, Tim. I was hoping to do a little rig rundown.
Okay.
Like, what are your favorite guitars, amps, pedals that you're using right now?
I am not going to subject this audience to that kind of talk. Are you kidding me?
Right. Just give him one guitar. One guitar. What's your what's your go-to?
I'm
Telecaster?
Sorry.
Well, listen, I did on Instagram. Maybe it's not there anymore, but I did a little little tour of my studio at home, and I showed off all my gear. Did you not see that?
All right. I did not. I'll have to go look for that.
I don't know. I think those things disappear, right, Doug? Those Instagram
stories?
Oh, it's
a story?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to do it as a full-time video.
Anyways, I'll do it again sometime and you can join in. But I've got some Fenders, I got some Gibsons, you know, I got the full range. I like
Sounds good.
I like compiling that, or I like accumulating that stuff over a long period of time. See what I mean? Thanks, Jesse. Don Bon Jovi.
Hello, Don.
Hello, Don.
You're live.
Hello.
Oh, hi.
What's your problem with you? First of all, you got a fake name, then you got a fake image on your thing. It's a woman. Who's the woman?
Why is that fake? It's
well,
me.
It's the you're a woman.
It's a fake name. I'm not a woman. It's a me though.
Huh?
It's me, but I'm not a woman.
Okay. This picture that you have as your icon is a woman.
You're on thin ice, Don. Go with your question.
It's my face, but it's from an app that changes your gender.
Oh, okay. I see. I understand now. Very fun. Very fun what you're able to do with technology these days. How can I help?
I was wondering if you have an opinion on Basquiat, the painter.
Not really. I don't know my art, my fine art too well. I mean, he seems good. Like the movie about him. Interesting guy.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks. I mean, What's worse, talking about my gear or talking about fucking paintings from the 1980s? Hello.
You're on.
Hey.
Hey.
I have two quick things. Okay. First is for Doug. I wanted to apologize to you, Doug. I met you in person once after a show in Atlanta, and I was so, like, starstruck. I was, you know, starstruck with everyone, but I think I was one of those people who said one of those really dumb things, like, oh, my God, ooh, mama, I love it.
That's a fine. The apology accepted. What's the next thing?
I wanted to ask you both. I mean, I'm thinking about Tim especially. You guys are the most productive people on the planet. You said you wanted to ask about us, about our lives and what's going on. I am so stressed. I'm a PhD student full time. I work full time. I'm doing tons of stuff. It's really stressful. And then the society sucks. Like, it's really stressful in this everyday society.
That's the name of my new album.
Society sucks. Yeah, it's really good. I heard some of the demos.
So how do you do all the things? Like, how do you keep it going? Because honestly, I just want to stay home and, like,
that's what I want to do. I want to stay home, watch TV, play tennis, and then watch more TV. That's really what I want to do. But there's bursts of creativity. It's fun to do to be creative with your friends. It's fun to do fun things and to be around other people that are sort of thinking the same way. And you also, this is, you know, for better or for worse, we've made this our careers now. Like, I'm not going to be, I haven't updated my resume in a while. I don't think I'm going to be taking, job interviews somewhere. I mean, maybe I will. Maybe it all falls apart for me and I have to start from scratch doing something else. And maybe that would be a cool thing to do. I don't know. But for now, you're motivated. Hey, I got kids, so I got to provide for them and keep our reasonable standard of living going. And you have an idea, whether it's this trial that's airing right now or a song or a bigger show that I might be working on, and you want to do it, you try to get somebody else to help you do it, pay for it or something, and then it's off to the races. It's time to get to work. Come into the office. Sit down. Knock off a to-do list. Get her done. But I also think I'm pretty lazy in a weird way, too. I can be very inert and slothy and unproductive. But, you know, you have productive days and you have days where you just sit around and watch the news and send,
Get her done.
Maybe we see all of the, like, really big highlights of all the things that you do. Because I just see, it feels like all you do is be productive and do things.
Well, there's a lot.
Get her done.
Listen,
Tim is very prolific, I must say, Tim. You do too much, frankly, sometimes.
Yes, people say I'm a bit of a workaholic, but I don't, like I said, I like to work. I love, I'm glad.
Get her down.
My job provides me with the kind of work I'd like to do. If I was a carpenter, I loved being a carpenter. I'd make wood all the day. I just make wood.
Make wood. I don't think carpenters make
wood.
Yeah,
they do. They get, it's a process. They use metal and.
No, they don't make wood with metal.
I believe they do.
But just a question or a
thank you, Emily, and I appreciate your acknowledgement of the work I do. And for my advice to you is, try to make whatever you do, try to make that something that's satisfying and fun, even if it's hard.
All right, thanks.
What's your job?
Well, I work in institutional research, and then I'm studying sociology. So.
Okay. That's the thing. I would never have the attention span or the focus or the intellect, I think, to commit to doing anything like that seriously. So,
we
need people like you out there. We need less people trying to get into comedy and people trying to do podcasts and making music. We need people out there fixing our and making our society a better place to live.
Okay.
Wow.
Bye, Emily.
Bye.
Oh, she was nice.
Wow.
Cole, what the hell do you want?
Hello.
Hello, Cole.
Hi.
Hello.
How's it going?
Well, it's going pretty good. My name is Cole, and I am trying to get into comedy. But how do you do it? Because everybody around me is kind of lame, and they don't think I'm funny.
Santa Claus keeps putting me in a sock.
You know, it's a tough
His
game.
His name
to get
is
into.
Cole. Cole, what's up, buddy? I was just goofing on you.
Not a lot. How are you guys doing this morning?
You know, getting through. I got a blast brown pretty soon after this because of that whiskey I was drinking last night. But
oh yes. Well, I would just like to start by.
Oh jeez, Cole.
Cole, where'd you go, dude? I would just like to start by. He shot the bed, man.
Who's this?
Briarb. Briarb's offline.
Briarb. It looks like they all went offline.
Yeah.
Wait.
There might have been a bad connection on our end.
Who's this?
Hey, Devin.
Where are you calling from, Devin? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Canada.
All right.
We accept Canadian calls, Tim. Or?
Yes, world. It's an international show. We get calls from all over the world.
Well, I was wondering if you guys had any questions about Canada because I noticed you guys never come here.
What are you talking about? We just played Toronto. We just played
Montreal.
We've done Vancouver earlier this year. Where else? I mean, those are the three big hot spots.
Yeah, but what about Winnipeg? It's huge too, and
fuck
no
that.
Dates.
Get out of here! Get out of here! I'm not going to Winnipeg.
Tyler. I could go for some protein right about now.
Tyler. Doug, I need you to take over. I got to go.
Mute the feed, Tyler.
Doug, the show's being guest hosted by Doug. Loosen up right now. I'll be right back.
How do I just click the thing?
Yeah. Hi, welcome to Tim's show, Office Hours. Let me talk to this guy. Highland, are you there?
Yeah, what's going on?
Mute the feed. This is Doug.
Yeah, I heard. Yeah, what happened to Tim?
He had to go to the bathroom. You can't. You're echoing.
Oh, I am?
Can you mute?
Mute.
No,
I got the stream muted.
I got to hang up.
Sorry.
It's feeding back. I'll try it. What's your question?
Hold on a second. I got the stream muted. I don't understand why it's.
So Tim has a bad tech rig over here. I'll tell you. He needs the Geek Squad to come in and sort this out.
From Best Buy.
Yeah, he needs the Best Buy Geek Squad coming through.
Can you hear me better now?
I think it's good now.
Okay, I had you on speaker. So
where you coming? Where are you calling from, Highland?
Calling from New Orleans, Louisiana.
How's it going down there?
It's like 80 degrees in November.
Wow. What are you going to get up to today?
I got to go to work in like 40 minutes.
Where do you work?
I work at the vet.
At the vet?
Yeah.
What do you do there? Do you put dogs down all day?
Yeah, man. It's a blast. No, I do a lot of things. I assist with like, I mean, this is probably boring to the listeners, but, you know, assist with medication and stuff like that, oversee them and make sure they're doing okay. And
is it mostly kind of like cats and dogs that come in? Did you ever get a Gila monster?
We got a llama last week.
You get any reptiles?
Yeah, there's a snake room.
Are you serious?
No.
No. Well, I mean, this is the bayou. There's all kinds of critters down there, right?
Yeah, that is true.
Anyone ever bring in a pet crawfish?
Wait, say that again?
Anyone bring in a pet crawfish to get
here? Yeah, they walk them in on a leash.
Yeah. All right. Well, is that it? Or did you have...
No, that's... Oh, no. Well, since you're on the line...
I'm sorry Tim's not here, but I could try to...
No, it's all good. I don't know. I was going to say, since I'm talking to you, do you remember the show you had here about a couple years ago? Maybe like 2.5 years?
Was that with Mikey and...
And Brendan Walsh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that show, yes.
Yeah, I don't know if you remember me, but I like messaged you on Facebook, and I was like, dude, this show's too fucking expensive. Is there any way I can get on the guest list? And you were like, yeah.
We don't want to encourage that. Well, I hope you liked it, and
it was.
Anything else, or just fond remembrances?
Since I'm talking to you, that was a fond remembrance, and That was a great night, and that was a fun show.
Thanks, Highland. I'm going to go down to the lowlands now and talk to Bree Arb.
All right, man. Good talking to you. See ya.
Preach. Bree Arb? That doesn't work. Greg, let's go to Greg. Greg?
Hey, Doug, how's it going?
Greg, you're on with Doug. How's it going, man? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York.
What's your favorite podcast?
It would have to be the Poundcast.
Oh, no. No, wrong answer.
What is it?
It's what's the right? Office hours.
It's off. Oh yeah, it's office hours.
Tim's. I'm glad he didn't hear this. Luckily, he's still
making the sound.
Luckily, he's still in the bathroom. Where are you calling from?
Calling from Brooklyn.
Oh, cool.
I missed your shows this past week.
I was all over Brooklyn all weekend. Where were you?
I know. I was in Austin.
It's very rude. Tim's coming back. Are you good?
I'm good. I guess.
I mean, do you want to get back in the saddle? Let me finish up with this guy.
Doug, I got a question for you.
Okay, Greg, go.
You got anything you can hint at in the pipeline? Any Pound 4, anything like that?
I can't, but we're going to do we're doing another 2-Wack Crew show, so why don't you get in your car and drive to L.A. December 13th at a place.
Where is your
– The Virgil.
Where are your drops?
Tim, you got –
You guys should bring that out east.
Okay.
Then you just
do
a space bar.
Yeah.
Doug,
I want to know about you. It's not about me.
Nice.
Okay.
We got Tim on the drops now, and I'm in the hot seat. Let's go to David.
Thick sweet juice.
Thank you, Greg. Let's go to a different Greg. Greg? Greg, you're on office hours.
I want to know about you.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Oh, that's you doing that.
Yeah.
Greg, go ahead. You're on with Doug and Tim.
How's it going, boys?
Yo.
New York City.
Hey, New York.
New York. I love fucking New York. You
another
know?
New York guy.
Doug was in New York.
What do you want?
My question was mainly about bedtime stories,
what's the best pizza slice in New York City? Go. Top three.
Gotta go John's.
Joe's and Carmine.
Joe's.
Joe's is
John's.
Joe's, John's, and Jim, probably.
There you go.
Joe's is good.
Bedtime stories question.
What about it?
Let's hear it.
I mainly wanted to know, like, kind of some of the background production stuff. Like, you know, you did the Haunted House episode with Zach. And then a year later, we kind of get a season one. And then you did two episodes, The Sauce Boy, and then we got a season two.
Yeah.
So my question is,
what the hell's going on with that?
Yes, exactly.
I think it's a combination of the way Adult Swim generally does business and the way they do business with us. It's in our own schedules, our own kind of time that we need to do that stuff. There were budget reasons where I think the two specials were kind of like there was a period of time when Adult Swim didn't have the cash for a full season, but they wanted to keep it going. So and we kind of like the idea of just doing something a little bigger bigger scope and less content, maybe, you know, less episodes, more money going into the one thing as opposed to a bunch of things. So it's just sort of a mix of it's a back and forth. It's sort of where they don't operate like a NBC or sort of a regular network. And it's kind of a fine way, I guess, for us, because it allows us to kind of sit back and think about what we want to do a little more and not be just kind of in this endless wheel of production and writing. And obviously we have other things that we do. And so, yeah, that's kind of the gist of it.
And besides like budgeting stuff, does Adult Swim kind of give you carte blanche generally?
No, I mean, there's feedback, there's notes, there's conversations about what they're thinking. It generally comes down to them saying, you know, it's ultimately up to you guys. It's your show. And whether you know, you take these notes or not. They're there to help you, but, you know.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you very much.
All right, thanks,
switch
boys.
Spots, Doug. I feel very uncomfortable over here.
Okay, you're on with Ed.
Oh, Briarb's back? Or who's no, we got? Oh, that's got so much Ed. Better. Ed. Hey, Ed.
Ed?
Ed, baby.
Nope. Dump him. Try David.
Hello, Tyler.
Hello.
What's up?
Not much. Just calling from Louisiana.
Okay. Nobody from Louisiana has accents,
by the way. I feel like we have
we've
got these Louisiana and New York. We're in a loop. Or am I having a deja vu?
I'm sorry. I didn't realize that.
What do you got for me? Come on, let's pick up the pace here.
A couple of things. I heard you say earlier, if for some reason this comedy venture failed, what would you? What kind of job would you do?
Gush.
Wow,
we
have nothing.
We got nothing on that. I would maybe, go. One idea would be to go back to school, and like, get a master's in history or PhD in history, become a student / maybe an academic. I'd be an academic.
I'll teach.
Teach comedy.
I'll teach like mountain climbing. I would
teach mountain climbing.
comedy theory sounds like a really good idea.
I don't know. Let's hope I don't cross that bridge. I'm like a 10 years
yeah,
from full retirement.
A food truck.
Got it. All right, and another more interesting question. What do you usually do for Black Friday?
For what?
For Black Friday.
Is that coming up? I don't know what you mean.
It's the day after Thanksgiving with the shopping.
Oh, fuck that. I don't participate in that. You kidding me? What am I, a nut? I have ants of mine did that shit growing up. They're like, you got to go to the mall and get those deals. I don't care what – I mean – I'm not like looking for deals. I never was. I have some money, but even when I didn't have money, I'm not like trying to find deals. I'm not interested in getting the good.
Oh my God! Who
charge
the hell
me,
cares?
Charge me what you want to charge. I don't. What am I going to go out comparing? I don't have time. Time is money.
Time is money.
I don't care.
I'll pay whatever you want. You sell me a roll of toilet paper for $13.
I don't care.
You'll get me on that. Okay. Good for you. I trust people selling shit to me at a fair price.
Yeah,
I like to just buy the stuff and be done with it because then you're just wasting your life looking for.
I also don't. I don't gift. I don't do a lot of gifting. I don't give gifts to. I give now that I've got kids. I give them some gifts for Christmas, Santa Claus, but I'm not handing out gifts to everybody.
That'd be funny if you didn't give your kids Christmas.
Well,
presents.
I think it's a good thing to teach. I mean, you know, maybe one or two or something. But
you can give them homemade.
The whole thing gets really gross. You know, it's just a fucking scam.
I'm terrible at scheduling all the gift giving and whatnot.
Oh, yeah. So, but we'll get her something. We'll maybe get her a tricycle. That'd be kind of neat. But you can't get wrapped up in all that stuff. Literally. Isn't that a good pun?
Yeah, it's wrapped up. Yeah, I don't know. The only reason I asked it is it's a big kind of a tradition with my family after Thanksgiving.
Well, years ago, my family said, that's enough. I mean, at some point. One year we were like, let's make each other stuff.
No, Tyler,
that was
what
a disaster.
You, Tyler, you're
a fucking ashtray from my mom, you know.
Your tradition is to go to Black Friday with your family.
Yeah, we go over the ads and whatnot, and we talk about what's crazy deals and all that junk.
And what do you get? Where do you go?
You're slaves to consumerism.
What's your favorite store to shop at?
I'm a big Target guy, and I like their TV deals.
How many TVs are you buying, man? My grandparents had one big fucking TV. It was the size of a war chest, or size of a big, piece of furniture. They had that thing for 30, 40 fucking years.
I might go projector.
I've been thinking about the projector.
I don't have
too.
A good place for it. I think also I like to watch TV during the day, and then you're closing blinds.
I think it works during the day pretty
okay.
much.
Thanks, Tyler. I hung up on you. TV deals at Target.
Bye, Tyler.
I like the TV deals at Target.
Hello!
Cole is back.
Can you hear me?
Yes, baby.
Can you hear me?
What do you? I got a few more minutes and I got to run, but what do you got?
Hello. Great. Well, first of all, I don't know how much you heard last time. I don't know if the connection dropped or whatever, but good luck with the trial. Mark Dwyer's a rock star, and I have the utmost faith in his abilities. Got two questions, one for each of you. First of all, Tim, I was wondering, how has being a father you there?
Yeah, I'm there, but you cut off almost at the same time. But go ahead. Repeat. How has being a father changed me or affected my comedy or what?
Yeah, how has it, yeah.
I've spoken about this at length. Benjamin, we're speed rounding now.
Hello.
Hello.
My good friend Timothy, how are you?
No one say hello or how are you. Just go straight into it.
That's a great.
Are you let's get dive in. Okay. Let's dive in. Doug, you're amazing. I didn't know who you were, but you guys came up to Toronto.
Another rule. Don't talk about compliments. Me. No compliments. What?
Okay, you guys are both terrible at what you do.
No, don't play with that idea. Just don't get near it.
Okay. I have two questions for you guys. The first one for you, Tim. Are you ever going to do something like the comedy again? Is that something you might dance around with?
I'd be happy to. I'd take any job that's offered as long as they're paying.
Number two. Good. Second question.
Good. Cool. Next question is, as a father, do you ever have you thought about how you're going to deal with like showing your kids your material as you get older?
I think there's nothing that – I mean there's a few – there's nothing that I would be overtly terribly embarrassed by, believe it or not.
I mean,
there's like the probably the sex scene in Billion Dollar Movie that I would be, but I mean, you know, I think when the time is right, they'll find it or all. But because I was you know, last thing I was doing that I was looking at a lot was Decker, and so she'd kind of watch Decker with me, and she does the Decker face and thinks it's very funny and recognizes Greg and so you know, I think when As with any kids, you'd not want to show them some stuff at certain ages, and then as they get older, I mean, who knows? It'll be weird to see how that stuff is looked at in 15, 20 years. It might
They'll find it.
Be like, "Well, I'm into Jake Paul or some shit like that," right?
Oh god!
Like they'll be like, "She'll be onto some other trip, man." You don't know Jake Paul or Logan Paul or whatever that shit is?
Oh, man. Those guys are the heat right now.
Dude, it's the funniest.
What? Drama of the world.
It's the bottom. I mean, I shouldn't judge it because it's like.
Do you ever see those guys like in your circles? Have you ever ran into those guys?
No. Doug, this is like hugely.
Like YouTube stars?
YouTube stars. Hugely popular. Anyways. But so she'll probably be into some other thing that makes our shit look like
maybe she won't even care.
Tame
and
heat. Yeah,
but I mean, hopefully she just thinks I'm a funny guy, you know?
Yeah. Well, I hope I hope that too for you.
And maybe we'll be all watching her comedy show.
I hope so.
All right, we're Doug. You can stick around for a few minutes, right? It's 10:30. We'll go over the line a little bit here.
Can I get some grace,
Briarb?
No, Briar doesn't work. He's a loser. I've been trying that all day.
David Salagi. Hello, David.
Hey,
man. How are you? Yeah.
Oh, hey. First of all, real quick, I just want to apologize for a couple weeks ago. I didn't mean to sound like I was criticizing your Studebaker show in Chicago too much. It was a beautiful show.
Nobody needs to apologize to me about anything. Okay.
What's the Studebaker show?
Tell you later.
It's just because I was complaining about the seats and the whole ticket situation.
Yeah, it was a new club in Chicago that was kind of like had some issues. Believe me.
Yeah. Hey, but I wanted to ask, first of all, I love your album, the Mar-a-Lago.
Calm down. Well. You're coming in hot.
Don't you understand the rules? No compliments.
Yeah. I'm just wondering if you're going to make another album.
I realize I keep saying no compliments, but in the Facebook Live post that I put up, it says call in with questions, compliments, or complaints, but so I'll have to adjust that because it's not working.
I don't know how much you like that. I'm just trying to share the fact that I also.
From a personal perspective, I love it. I appreciate the work being recognized and the compliments. I appreciate it. I just don't think it makes for great radio.
Yeah, you know, for the listeners, the caller.
We're trying to make great radio here.
This
could be the worst episode.
Has been a good one. But what do you got besides the compliments, which we appreciate?
Oh, I don't know. Do you got
If you say no, I'm moving on. All right. Well, that's it.
The callers just went AWOL.
They're out. And Let's see. What do I have to close the show with? I want to thank Doug Hoopa, Hoopinspops, Hoopinpops for being with me today again. I don't know how to make this more. I mean, I'd have you on the show every week because it's really a great. It's so much easier to have somebody to talk to, and to, obviously the drops are fun. So whenever you can do it, you're welcome. I'll always let you know. This is an open door policy.
Tim, and, thanks for having me on.
Listen, if the show gets big, whatever, you know, like we'll make it work for you financially. I don't make any money on this, but
Tim, I appreciate having me on here.
I think it's great exposure for you.
I think today we are, you know, we perhaps were a little hungover and maybe a little slow, but
and I apologize for my 4-minute departure from the show. It was a bad scene in there. It was not fun.
Tim, but, I just want to say I think you're great, and
I think we should.
Hello.
I think we should.
What do
I
got?
I think we should.
How
go.
You doing?
Guess who? Oh, my friend. I'll have to have my friend from New York call in someday and do his Al Pacino. It's my favorite thing in the world.
You can't do what?
Yeah, I'll do my impression of his impression. How about this? This is Chris Bagnell. Well, yeah, we got a lot of good calls today, huh? Yeah, a lot of calls. A lot of people calling in. Yeah, people think they want to say something. Guess what? They don't have shit to say.
Tim, you know what I saw on the plane?
I don't know. That's, like I said, that's an impression of a person.
You know what I saw on the plane the other day?
What?
For the first time was Heat.
Oh.
You ever see that movie?
Yeah, me and De Niro.
Wait, listen to this part.
Why'd I get mixed up with that bitch?
Because she got a great ass!
Oh, yeah. That's the best line. She's got a great ass! Well, but yeah. That's
great ass!
That's really when
bitch.
He went off.
She got a
he just changed.
Great ass!
It's very disrespectful, Doug. Come on.
It's a funny. But when they were making this, they weren't like, this is going to be a funny line. They're like, Pacino is just going to
nail it.
He's going to nail
it. Mixed up with that bitch.
She got a great ass.
But when you watch the clip.
The movie's long, too.
When you watch the clip, he goes, because she's got a, and then he purses his lips, what he's going to say, big. She's got a, and then he switches to great.
But great ass. Mixed
up with that bitch.
She got a. Great ass!
Wow. That's a good airplane movie because it's long, right?
Oh, wow. It was so long. I couldn't believe how long it was.
Hey, fucking De Niro's in that movie and this and that.
You got that Val Kilmer?
Val Kilmer and Michael Mann.
I wasn't buying that ragtag group of criminals, though.
I got to say, it was never my favorite movie. I didn't think it was that. I didn't get what. But I you know, whatever.
It's
you know,
very moody, and like the music is cool, and it looks good.
You know? I saw this weekend. I was out, was sort of laying low with me wife at the hotel in Palm Springs, and we just watched put on HBO, and this movie came on, and it was the first scene that we saw. It was like 5-10 minutes in the movie. It was so bad that we couldn't believe it was on television. We were like, "What is this on HBO? What could this be?" And then we looked it up, and while I was looking it up, it kind of got interesting. This guy, actor James McAvoy, was in it. And he was doing this, like, split personality thing. And we look it up, and it's the latest Shyamalama Ding Dong movie.
Oh, MLM.
Split.
M.
Night Shyamalan.
I'm going to make that meme.
And
actually, somebody make that meme and send it to me, please. M.
Sure
Night Shyamalan.
But anyways... I'm waiting for M. Day Shyamalan. I think that would be interesting. Anyways, this movie was great. It was fun.
It got good?
It got good.
After you get over the hump?
Well, there's this actress who plays this big part in the movie is terrible. Unbelievable. Like, I don't know what the deal was with her, but it felt like Helen Mirren had dropped out of the movie at the last minute, and so they got somebody else. That was the vibe I got. But James McAvoy is great. He's playing all these different characters. He's a split personality, like a Sybil thing. And he's got these girls trapped in some dungeon that he's built. I mean, I was a little like, I was just happy to just zonk and watch a movie of any. I think I would have been happy with anything. But I recommend it. It's got a dumb twist at the end, of course. But anyways, that's our show. Give me a little 76 trombones.
Oh, shit.
Let's go out on a little 76 trombone. If you don't have it, I will be happy to sing.
Let's go out on the on Tim Heidecker's
voice.
Voice. One more time.
Paragraph spacing. Okay. Now, paragraph spacing, for those of you who aren't familiar with it, basically is when you put space between your paragraphs.
It's close.
Ladies and
you
gentlemen.
You want those trombones, Tim?
No, I've got Leave On by Elton John. Thank you all for listening. This has been a great time talking to you all. And we'll be back.
If you want to hear Rock and Roll Gary, he'll be on my podcast.
Yeah, when's that coming out?
The Poundcast.
If you haven't had enough of me and Doug.
Maybe today or tomorrow.
Yeah,
I have
put
to,
it up.
I gotta,
you gotta do some
gotta
editing.
Cut it together a little bit, yeah.
Thank you so much. And thanks to Elton John for playing us out today. We appreciate it, Elton. We're always thinking of you. All right. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next week. Maybe not. We'll see. 50, baby. We've done it. This is 50. Thank you.